And this is WYCE's Community Connection. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday. And I'm really pleased to be in studio. We have not had Mayor Bliss on this program yet since we launched last year. And we finally got her in the studio. She is with us here as we scream through the month of May. A busy, busy month for a lot of people, including the leader of the city of Grand Rapids, Mayor Bliss. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, this is a busy time of year, but we're gonna flash back a little bit to the State of the City address, which was several weeks ago. I know it's always an important time because it kind of sets the tone for the new year. Can you, for our listeners, I'm not going to make you redo the whole speech. Yep. Goodness, no. But can you just kind of highlight some of the main points you wanted to drive home?
Yeah, thank you for that. It really is a highlight of the success of the past year and then looking forward to the year ahead. And so I hit on a couple high-level themes. One was around public safety and the work that we continue to do in our community to build relationships and to strengthen trust between our police department and our community. Also highlighted some of the innovative things that we're doing at the police department right now. So talked about the program that we started last July where we implemented a mental health co-response. So that pairs officers with mental health clinicians and they respond to calls that come in where really it's more appropriate for a mental health worker to be on scene. And the data from what we've been able to do with that program is really compelling in that we've been able to divert on average about 80, 85 people a month away from an ER setting or jail setting and get them into services that are more appropriate for what they're experiencing. So I talked about some of the work that we're doing there, talked about the work we're doing around housing and homelessness, some of the work that our homeless outreach team has been able to do, but then also just this growing need to better align services to meet the needs of people who are experiencing homelessness who are currently unsheltered.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the work that we're doing with our affordable housing fund. So I was happy to see that what we did is we set up an affordable housing fund board. City Commission allocated $5 million for that body to make recommendations on how we spend those dollars to support low income and affordable housing. Just recently, the recommendations came and we'll be supporting 8 shovel ready housing projects with that $5 million.
That's fantastic.
It's really exciting. And again, these dollars are meant to fill the gaps to help these projects get over the finish line.
I was just going to ask you, I think people listening to us right now on the radio are curious about how that works. And I think you just shed light on that, which is this $5 million allocated for the housing crisis and affordable housing is helping those organizations in the city that really are at the front line for this. I know ICCF is one of them, and just making sure that there's access here and the city is stepping forward saying, yeah, we realize this is serious. Everybody, Mayor Bliss, talks about housing affordability.
Yeah.
Everybody, whether they are low income, just everybody's keenly aware of it, acutely aware, I think is a better word, of how much a challenge it is, not just for the greater Grand Rapids area, but everywhere.
Yeah, and I talked about that quite a bit in my State of the City speech because the reality is a huge part of the problem is we don't have enough supply to meet demand. Mm-hmm. So we just did a housing assessment and we need just in the city alone to meet current and growing demand, 14,000 housing units by 2027. So we know that building more supply is a huge part of the solution and will actually help the rate stabilize and actually come down once we have appropriate supply.
Good to know. Going back to public safety, I had the real pleasure of meeting and having on this program Deputy Chief Trigg. Okay. And he also talked about the policing program you talked about with making sure that people with emotional and mental health challenges aren't thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. And talked about what a game changer that was. So it was really encouraging to hear that great leadership in Deputy Chief Trigg. I really enjoyed speaking with him. And you can tell there's a lot of passion, a lot of concern for making sure people are understanding that it's a new day for policing here in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and you know, and it's not just about how we respond differently and more effectively, but also we're investing a lot of money into prevention efforts. So we continue the Cure Violence Prevention program with the Urban League. We have our youth Explorers program. We have the Cadet program. We give funds to the Boys and Girls Club. We have summer youth camps. So it's not, I've always said, complex community problems take a complex, multifaceted response. And that's what we're seeing both around public safety and around housing.
I know you're almost chest deep in the budget. You have a milestone coming up on Tuesday. I know the budget has been in the news for the last several weeks. Where are things with the city budget?
Yeah, so we held our public hearing for our budget just last week and got some additional feedback on the proposed budget. And what you'll see in the budget is funding to support a lot of what I just talked about. And then what I'm excited about this budget, which hopefully we'll approve on Tuesday, is that it also includes funding for some significant priority projects, not just for me, but for our neighborhood. So one of the items in the budget that we're proposing to fund is a new lodge at MLK Park. I'm really excited about that. The community in that neighborhood has asked for that for a long time. There's also funding for a new lodge at Roosevelt Park Lodge. Or Roosevelt Park, so that lodge too needs some love and needs some investment. Some funding for Plaza Roosevelt over there off of Granville, a brand new park that will be available to that community. So we also have funds in the budget for capital investments in addition to general operations. There's funds in the budget to help with the trail connectivity that we want to do along the river's edge, also going into the southeast neighborhoods along Oxford Trail. And then, you know, we're still moving along with our partners to redevelop Lions Square, that's right on the river, to have funding to support the reinvestment and redevelopment along the river at the Public Museum. Looking to still move off of Scribner or off of 201 Market over to Scribner, that will free up land on the river for the amphitheater. So a lot of big projects still in the works.
With everything going on, do you worry? I think city leaders, one has to wonder, how are we going to make sure that the city doesn't, it has so much to offer, it doesn't get to be overwhelming for people. I know, isn't that a strange thing to say?
It is. You know, my philosophy always has been is that we have to be really intentional about making sure we have the right development in the right places. So downtowns should be really highly dense population centers.
Yes.
And downtown, we have a lot of asphalt parking lots that can still absorb a lot of density. So we have the ability to build thousands of housing units downtown. We need to go higher. We need to build tall buildings. And they should be downtown. But the beautiful thing about Grand Rapids, and I think this is why people love it, is that we also have over 30 unique neighborhoods, all with their own character, where you can live in a neighborhood that still has a vibrant neighborhood business district, but it doesn't feel as overwhelming as downtown might feel to some people who don't like that level of crowd or, you know. Come see us on the west side or uptown. You know, we're seeing some development on Plainfield, but it's still, within three blocks, you're in a low density neighborhood.
You're so right about that. It's one of the great things about the city. It's those neighborhoods have so much character and they have a great feel. And here on the west side, the near west side on Bridge Street, we're very close. We feel very close, very connected. You can see the buildings downtown. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about with Grand Rapids, I think the more the city area, you and I have spent, we've known each other a long time. We worked downtown a long time. Mm-hmm. The more you're here, the more it feels like that comfortable pair of shoes. It's just you, and to see the city grow and become so much more vibrant and see people compared to the way it was 20 years ago when they rolled up the sidewalks at night, it's just a wonderful feeling. So I think I would encourage listeners to come downtown more because you will realize how welcoming it is, even as it continues to grow. And 100,000 amens to the growing up, taking advantage of those spaces. 14,000 housing units needed by 2027. Why not do it downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would encourage people to come downtown, too. In addition to the great things happening in our neighborhoods and some of the development, we have so many fun events and
yes, we do.
Gatherings downtown, whether it's our, you know, we're coming into festival season. We have into the fall, we're going to bring back some big pieces of public art. We have Art Prize planned for this fall. We have music at Rosa Parks Circle. We have swing dancing at Rosa Parks Circle. I mean, it really is fun. Many of these events are at no cost. We have a whole summer of fitness programs if you want to get out and get some exercise. And, you know, in addition to just enjoying our time together and reconnecting with people, I do believe that it contributes to a feeling of just falling in love with our community.
I'm glad you mentioned the free outdoor fitness, because that just started a couple of days ago. Classes are held weekly, and you can check the GR Parks and Rec Facebook page to learn more about that. Just a great thing. Also, we had Josh Naramore on this program several weeks ago, and yeah. Mobility is an important aspect of life here in the great city of Grand Rapids, and Dash bus services were just expanded actually about 9-10 days ago, and now the new Dash circulator operating every 15 minutes Wednesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to midnight, 11 to 1, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. This just really contributes to making it easier to come downtown, right?
Yeah, and what I love about the new circulator route, one, it goes both ways, and as you said, every 15 minutes there's a stop, but it can now connect you all the way from downtown or Market Street, the downtown market, all the way over to Leonard. So folks who want to go over to Leonard for a drink or dinner and then come downtown for a show, it is a whole lot easier now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Also want to mention the Neighborhood Match Fund projects. This is kind of micro investments, but can you just talk about that briefly and the impact it makes here in the city?
Oh my goodness. I love this program. I'm a little biased because I was one of the founders and initiators of having a Neighborhood Match Fund. And the intent of the fund is that with a little bit of resources from the city, anyone in the community can apply if they have an idea that they want to see happen in their neighborhood, and then they can match the efforts from the city or the support from the city with volunteer time, in-kind donations, additional resources that they can fundraise. And it really is about providing a pot of money for people who are passionate about something to make something happen in their neighborhood. We know a lot of great things happen with energy and people around the table, and very often all they need is a little bit of financial support. So over the years, we've been able to fund just a whole host of initiatives in our neighborhoods at the ground level. Everything from, you know, community little box libraries to community gardens to events, some of them put on by young people and youth in our community. So I love the Neighborhood Match Fund.
Yeah, this is, again, it's just small things that make a big difference. $78,000 to support projects really about enhancing a neighborhood or part of the city. 25 contracts brought forward by resident leaders, mm-hmm. who all connected with the city neighborhood match fund, the city's neighborhood match fund. And will that renew next year?
It's in our budget.
All
so
right.
I would love to see it grow. It's actually an idea I stole from Seattle about 10 years ago.
That's good.
But yeah, you know, the other thing about the match fund and a lot of the work that we do is creating more social connection, right? Like, we know, mm-hmm. relationships are so key to community. And what I love about the Neighborhood Match Fund, very often it's creating spaces or gatherings for people to just build that social network.
Yeah, that's so true. And of course, you can learn more. You can always check out the great City of Grand Rapids website, grandrapidsmi.gov, grandrapidsmi.gov. And before we wrap up with Mayor Rosalind Bliss, some exciting news worth sharing. U.S. News and World Report just actually a couple of days ago, May 16th, ranked Grand Rapids as one of the best places to live in the U.S. for 2023-2024. Where did we end up on the list, Mayor Bliss?
We ended up at number 20.
Which is fantastic. We beat some really big cities that have had a lot of limelight over the last several years, which is great. Just talks about the quality of the city. Congratulations to you and to the city leaders for that. And I don't know, any final words you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh, you know, I'm delighted that we ended up 20 on the list. I think nationally, it's nice to be recognized.
Absolutely.
For so long, I think Grand Rapids, we're so humble and we don't tell our story very well. And I often have felt that we're this hidden gem sometimes. So it's nice to see people throughout the country take notice of our great city. But I hope people, you know, I talk to a lot of groups that come to Grand Rapids, that, you know, I'm in welcoming tours and at conventions, and I get to hear a lot from people who don't live here about how great our city is. And I know there's so many people here in our city that love our city, even though we have challenges. I don't want to gloss over the fact that there are challenges and struggles that we're working on. Every city has those.
Absolutely.
But I hope, I always say we should be a tourist in our own city. And so I hope people, as we come into spring and summer, you know, get out, go to the zoo. They have that incredible lantern show. Get over to Frederick Maher Gardens. You know, be a tourist in your own city and just take some time and savor all of the amazing things we have right here in our own backyard.
Yeah, just take some time and take it in, especially in the downtown area. Explore some neighborhoods you haven't been in recently. Your eyes will be open. There's just so much to see. Mayor Rosalind Bliss, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. Let's make sure we do this a few months down the road, okay?
I would love that. Good to see you.
She's been with us on WYCE's Community Connection. That's our program for this week. Thank you so much for listening.